This is a significant example of how the power of the Quattro Giving Fund is able to leverage our partnerships with these organizations like Jonathan's Path to make transformative change and provide safe, affordable housing for these young adults. Let's change these kids' path for the better together, because by investing in their future, we empower these young adults to break free from the cycle of neglect and realize their true potential as adults. It's tough out there right now. Yes, the economy is a true struggle for all of us, but this is more important than that. This is about life. And as investors, we have the power to leverage real estate to help solve the housing problem that affects so many lives. How powerful is that?
You're listening to the Real Estate Runway podcast, powered by Quattro Capital, where we're all about alternative business and investment strategies to help you amplify life and maximize wealth. Here's your host, Tammy, the operational maestro.
All right. Hey there, real estate investors and change makers out there. This isn't going to be a typical podcast for Real Estate Runway. Today, I get the floor. I'm Tammy Sutton, and I am excited to bring to you the goodness that is happening through the transformative power of philanthropy that is occurring with the organizations that we support with the Quattro Giving Fund. I want to share with you a story of one program that we support. And by the end of this podcast, I hope to show you why contributing to a giving fund can be a remarkable way to make a real difference in the lives of those in need. I understand. Hey, I get it. As investors, your primary focus may be on financial growth and securing your own financial future. Absolutely. It's the primary reason for investing, right? But I urge you to consider the immense impact that you can have on our society through something considered like strategic giving. So as a former teacher, a former educator, ensuring our country's youth is taken care of, it's always going to be a huge place in my heart. So imagine being a part of a system that not only failed you as a child, but because you were bounced to multiple foster homes, sometimes several in one year, after already experiencing the trauma of being taken away from the only home that you know, but to even be further failed by them not offering the adequate support as you were preparing to enter adulthood. This is trauma on top of trauma on top of trauma. And our foster care systems, folks, they're overloaded and they're understaffed. It's not that the people in the system do not care. It's that they are overwhelmed. But for foster care youth, this is an all too common reality, and it's an epidemic. And as they age out of the system, they are faced with numerous challenges, such as finding housing, pursuing further education, securing a stable employment. They don't even know how to go about doing that. Or even something as basic as, where do I get my birth certificate? How do I get a driver's license? Imagine not having that guidance and or not being able to have the evidence of who you are on paper. So I want you to know that more than half of the youth that enter the foster care system are going to age out alone without a plan. That is significant, folks. Every year, approximately 20,000 individuals age out of the foster care system at the age of 18. Of those 20,000, 40% are going to experience homelessness at least once in the first year. And furthermore, over the 500,000 homeless individuals that we currently have in the United States, more than half of them have been in the foster care system. This is where philanthropy plays a significant role, helping fund programs that provide mentorship, education, and valuable life skills training that, and it's critical. This will save these kids from returning to what they know or becoming homeless. So the program I want to share with you today is called Jonathan's Path. It's a new pilot program that has been established here in Tennessee that supports teens in foster care by filling a huge void of consistency that these kids are facing while in the system, including the permanent housing, life skill support, mentorship, and direction that I was talking about earlier, and most of all, the love that these kids need. This organization is so dear to my heart because of its namesake, Jonathan. I had the honor of teaching him in the sixth grade, and unfortunately, a few years later after I had him in class, he died from abuse and neglect back in 2016. And as a result, his brother and his sister were entered into the foster care system for about 4 years. A little side story here so that you can understand the significance of the origin of this foundation. In 2018, Jason Carey began fostering teenagers, having over 20 teens in their home, including Jonathan's brother. I want you to let that sink in, let this sink in. They were only one of two families in Williamson County that would accept placement of a teenage boy at that time. I believe now maybe they're like one of three or four. There's not many that'll take these teenage boys. And this is when they began to realize, hey, there's a huge gap in the foster care system. And this led them to form Jonathan's Path. Jonathan's brother has since then been adopted into their family, and he is thriving. He is bringing immense joy to all of those who love him. He is doing wonderful things. I got to hug his neck just the other day. Folks, he is destined for greatness because his path was changed. But listen to me. He is in the less than 1% category. More than half of the youth entering the foster care system will age out alone without a plan. The reality of that at-risk youth in our communities is beyond overwhelming. What happens to these young adults as they age out of the system? Jonathan's Path was able to stop a young man just the other day from becoming homeless in 24 hours. He reached out through their path line and told them, hey, I'm going to be homeless tomorrow and I don't know what to do. The very moment we got this call, the organization jumped into action and they were able to secure temporary shelter for him immediately. But they didn't stop there. They helped him find happily working two jobs, and he's in an apartment with two other responsible roommates. And get this, because he was bounced around so many foster homes, he was never able to obtain a birth certificate because they didn't know where to send it. Jonathan's Path helped him obtain that birth certificate so that he can go study and get a driver's license. This is significant support that has literally changed the direction and the course of this man's life. Someone, I believe I got word that someone has actually donated a car for this young man so that he can get to his places of employment more efficiently. And he's thriving. He's doing great. He's so grateful for the help that he is getting. He's starting to dream even bigger. He never thought that having that chance to go on a career path was an opportunity for him. And he's doing just that. He's now able to consider higher education, which is something that he is so thrilled about right now because it's now a possibility for him. The primary objective of Jonathan's Path is to equip these young adults with the essential life skills as they transition from the foster care system into independent living. Just like they were able to help this young man. Additionally, this program will facilitate important, huge milestones like I said earlier, obtaining a driver's license, pursuing a career or a vocation, pursuing a bachelor's degree, or something as meaningful Think about this. Just getting your glasses fixed or getting braces or supporting some of these teens with the sports equipment that they want so that they can have goals themselves. The Quattro team, we recognize that this is a partner we need to connect with, Jonathan's Path, right now. Because right now, guys, they are the sole organization that is providing the stable placement and comprehensive support services from the moment a youth enters the foster care system until they reach adulthood in the state of Tennessee. So through this process, they alleviate the burden that is on the DCS placement. It's like this bridge that helps overwhelmed social workers across Middle Tennessee. So these kids are able to get the help and the stability that they need. They need to go nationwide, but they cannot do it on their own. This program, guys, it's going to save lives. This is a significant example of how the power of the Quattro Giving Fund is able to leverage our partnerships with these organizations like Jonathan's Path to make transformative change and provide safe, affordable housing for these young adults. Let's change these kids' path for the better together, because by investing in their future, we empower these young adults to break free from the cycle of neglect and realize their true potential as adults. It's tough out there right now. Yes, the economy is a true struggle for all of us, but this is more important than that. This is about life. And as investors, we have the power to leverage real estate to help solve the housing problem that affects so many lives. How powerful is that? This will make, again, transformative change in our society. The power of philanthropy lies within our hands, in your hands, by providing you a unique opportunity to make a lasting impact on someone else. So think about this. By contributing to the Giving Fund, you can support causes just like Jonathan's Path and help our youth, or other causes that we support that I'll be talking about soon. And those are anti-trafficking, veteran housing, and even just shelter to housing. But I want you to remember, true wealth lies not only in financial gains, but also in the joy that you get from giving back. So let's be the change that we wish to see in the world and inspire generations to come, because we are able to take some of our profits and support one of our 7 charity partners through the Quattro Giving Fund, who in turn, they can leverage that partnership with us to provide what these people need, that just need the grace of a second chance. So whether you ever come invest with Quattro, our Giving Fund is open for charitable contributions and investments so that you can give alongside with us. So the Quattro Giving Fund is able to accept cash or something called a complex gift that will maximize your giving power. So I want you to think about this. You can donate shares of your company or your asset before it is sold, which will minimize your taxable gain and maximize your giving potential. Guys, listen to me. That is powerful stuff right there. Our Giving Fund, also, I want you to be assured that it's audited and it's governed by the National Christian Foundation, because it ensures the validity of our giving partners, its compliant use of funds, and it's in the integrity of your charitable donation or investment. So I'm so glad that you took the time to stop and listen with me today, and know in our hearts that we can make the world a better place, because there's no donation too small. Hear me, there's no donation too small, but guys, there is no donation too big either, okay? So come find me on our website, thequattroway.com, If you want to go directly to the philanthropy, just hit thequattroway.com/philanthropy or call me. Reach out to any of our partners as well. We love talking about the philanthropy and how we're able to make the world a better place. There's no donation, again, too small. There's no donation too big, because this is the true heart of the Quattro Way. We're able to do good, folks, because we're able to do well. Thanks for joining me today. Have a great day.
We hope this episode was insightful and brought value to your day. If so, please be awesome and leave us a 5-star review. Find out how Team Quattro can help you at thequattroway.com and scroll down for more info. Until next time, this is the Real Estate Runway Podcast.